Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Morning Devotional. Today, we will be reading from Psalm 41. Let me read it for us. Blessed are those who have regard for the weak. The Lord delivers them in times of trouble. The Lord protects and preserves them. They are counted among the blessed in the land. He does not give them over to the desire of their foes. The Lord sustains them on their sick bed and restores them from their bed of illness. I said, "Have mercy on me, Lord. Heal me, for I have sinned against you." My enemies say of me in malice, "When will he die and his name perish?" When one of them comes to see me, he speaks falsely while his heart gathers slander. Then he goes out and spread it around. All my enemies whisper together against me. They imagine the worst for me, saying, "A vile disease has afflicted him. He will never get up from the place where he lies." Even my close friend, someone I trusted, one who shared my bread, has turned against me. But may you have mercy on me, Lord. Raise me up, that I may repay them. I know that you are pleased with me, for my enemy does not triumph over me. Because of my integrity, you uphold me and set me in your presence forever. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen. From verse 4 to 12, we can see David is going through three types of sufferings at the same time. First of all, he's sick. Verse 8 says, "A vile disease has afflicted him. He will never get up from the place where he lies." David is sick in bed while his enemies come and see him. I'm not sure what kind of illness he has, but it's definitely not a light one because his enemies are hoping to see him not getting out of bed again. Second type of suffering is his enemies whispering against him. When they visit him, their intention is not to care for him at all. Instead, they are gauging how bad the illness is and hoping that his sickness will get worse and that he will die soon. And then the third one, I think, is the worst. Verse 9 goes, "Even my close friend, someone I trusted, one who shared my bread, has turned against me." David's close friend, who has treated them well and trusted, turned against him. I think not all of us, but many of us could have been experienced, rejected or betrayed by our close friends before. For those of us who have experienced it, can definitely understand how heartbroken that is. On top of the discomfort from being sick, some people come and wish him to die soon, and even his close friends betray him. In this kind of scenario, it's very easy to be filled with anger, discontent, frustration, resentment, and slowly be devoured by them or victimizing oneself. Instead of drowning in these emotions, David quickly turns to God and remembers the God he believes in. Verse 1 to 3 goes, "Blessed are those who have regard for the weak. The Lord delivers them in times of trouble. The Lord protects and preserves them. They are counted among the blessed in the land. He does not give them over to the desire of their foes. The Lord sustains them on their sickbed and restores them from their bed of illness." David believes that the Lord will protect and preserve him because he has been regarding the weak, or in ESV, the translation is the poor. This shows us two things. First, God values helping the poor. Second, God keeps his promise. Why does God care so much about considering the poor? We can see from the four Gospels that Jesus often goes and heals the lame, the crippled, the blind. These people aren't necessarily poor in finance, but perhaps they are poor in hope and love. These people were considered unclean back then, and so they are not allowed to worship God at the temple, which would probably make them think not only has society abandoned them, God has also forgotten them. But this is the opposite of what Jesus is proclaiming. The kingdom of God is at hand. Everyone is worthy of respect, no matter what their social status is. Jesus let the poor experience the kingdom of God through bringing healing upon them, telling the message, God never abandons you. He is and will be with you. People around us and ourselves can all be poor in some ways. Let us constantly consider other people's needs, and through helping others, we will be able to understand the Father's caring heart for us more, and also address the idea that everyone is worthy of respect because Heavenly Father cares for them. The other thing we can learn from King David's experience is God keeps his promise. The Lord delivers those who are kind to the poor in times of trouble. He protects them and preserves them. Later on, verse 11 to 12 says, I know that you are pleased with me, for my enemy does not triumph over me. Because of my integrity, you uphold me and set me in your presence forever. Again, David is going through all these sufferings, but God doesn't let his enemies triumph over him. Also, God upholds him and still has fellowship with him to keep him a man of integrity. So David knows God doesn't forget him. He favors him. God keeps his words to protect and preserve him. Let me pray for us. Father, help us to consider the poor around us. May we show your care and love for them through our actions. We praise you for always keeping your promise. I pray for people who are going through sufferings right now can also experience your deliverance. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.